Cyrus splashes vinegar on his fish and chips. The smell catches in my throat, making me want to gag. "That's one way to ruin a meal," I say.
"Don't knock it until you try it."
"Pass." We look for somewhere to sit and eat, preferably in the shade, but the pier is crowded with randoms who stink of suntan lotion and range in colour from pink to parboiled. This is the hottest summer anyone can remember, and Cyrus says he's worried about climate change, but most of the people on the beach seem to welcome the planet getting warmer. "Did you notice that woman looking at you?" I ask. "In the cafe. She was trying to make eye contact."
"Was she?"
"You never notice when women flirt with you."
"Maybe I notice, but I ignore them,"
he says. "What was she wearing?"
"Apricot-coloured shorts, a cream camisole, white sandals, sunglasses perched on her forehead."
"You're an arsehole." He laughs. We finish our fish and chips and drop the bundles of greaseproof paper into a rubbish bin.
"What would you like to do now?"
he asks. "Ice cream," I say, licking salt off my fingers and tucking my arm into his. "And then I get to choose."
"When is it my turn?"
he asks. "Never. White male privilege is dead." We leave the pier and cross the esplanade to a gelato parlour with a brightly coloured sign advertising 24 flavours. I order a double scoop and insist Cyrus does the same so I can taste his choices. "This way," I say, licking a creamy drip off my wrist. I lead him past an amusement arcade and a promenade of shops selling tacky souvenirs and blow-up beach toys. We stop outside a house that I noticed earlier, which has a red-painted door and dark curtains and a sign in the window. "Psychic counselling, past lives, tarot, runes, palmistry, numerology, and intuitive healing. It is not by chance that you have found this place. You are here for a reason, and I am here to help."
"You're not serious,"
says Cyrus. "What do you mean?"
"Palm reading, fortune telling, psychic healing. It's bunkum."
"Don't you believe in the spirit world?"
"No."
"But you live in a haunted house."
"It's old, not possessed."
He looks back towards the beach.
"These people are scam artists. They ask leading questions, fishing for information, reading body language and picking up on verbal clues."
"But that's what you do," I say.
"That's different. I'm a psychologist."
"Maybe you have a closed mind. My grandma was a psychic. She started seeing ghosts when she was little and she could remove curses. She also saw auras. She'd look at someone and say, 'You're blue,' or 'You're red.'"
"Genius,"
he says. "Don't be a dick."
"Please don't waste your money. The future isn't written on your hand or floating in a crystal ball."
"It's my money," I say, holding out my hand, wanting his wallet.
"How does that work?"
"I'll pay you back." I take a 20-quid note and push open the door. A bell tinkles above my head, and a woman appears. I expect her to be dressed like a gypsy, but she looks like she's been cleaning her oven.
"Hello, my name is Madame Samanov, but you can call me Cindy. What's your name?"
she asks. "Evie,"